Ramen is a kind of Japanese noodle dish. It might be the world's favorite Japanese food. Ramen has increased in popularity in the U.S., South Korea, and other countries. The dish is also growing in popularity with foreign visitors to Japan. Nielsen IQ is a service that reports on product sales. It said sales of ramen in the United States have risen 72% since 2000. Technomic, a food service industry research company, said versions beyond the traditional soup are appearing in many restaurants. Del Taco, a Mexican chain, recently introduced shredded beef birria ramen, for example. Ramen remains very popular in Japan. Some Japanese go to ramen shops 2 or 3 times a week. In Tokyo, people sometimes wait for an hour to get ramen. Often cooked right before your eyes, the noodle dish starts at around $6.50. It comes in different flavors, and there are local versions too. Flavors include salty, soybean-based shoyu or miso paste. Sometimes the dish is spicy. Sometimes there is no soup at all, but a sauce to dip the noodles in. Foreign visitors are becoming increasingly interested in ramen, too. Frank Striegel guides visitors to ramen restaurants for a special food experience. "I'm probably a talking bowl of ramen," said Striegel, as he led a group of American tourists through part of Tokyo's Shibuya neighborhood. The group's visit is what Striegel calls the ultimate ramen experience. The tourists go to restaurants where ramen is served in very small bowls. These bowls are about 1/4 the size of a regular ramen bowl. The guests eat smaller amounts so that they can try 6 different kinds of ramen, 2 at each restaurant during the tour. It's not just, of course, about eating delicious ramen, but also learning about it, said Striegel. He is a Filipino-American who grew up in Tokyo. He calls ramen people's food. "A lot of countries around the world have their version of ramen," he said. "So I think because of that, it's a dish that's easy to understand. It's a dish that's easy to get behind." While the tourists were enjoying their noodles, Striegel gave a short history of ramen. He said its roots date back to the samurai period. Samurai were historical Japanese warriors. A Japanese military leader, a shogun, took a liking to Chinese noodles. That started a tradition of making local versions of ramen that continues today. Katie Sell was a student on Striegel's tour. She called ramen a kind of comfort food, especially in the winter. "Get a group of friends, go have some ramen, and just enjoy it." Kavi Patel is an engineer from the U.S. state of New Jersey. He said he was happy that he included ramen on his tour of Japan, along with visits to famous places like the ancient capital of Kyoto and the Deer Park in Nara. "I'm having good fun," he said. I'm John Russell.